Then you decided you wanted to go to Nashville. Tell me about that Nashville trip.
Well, it's almost unbelievable, but I kind of bugged my parents to let me go to Nashville. So my mother and I went, and I was dressed up in my cowgirl clothes and walked into WSM, and somehow Brett Preston was working there. She's a secretary. Anyway, they got me an audition, and they asked if I could go on their Noontime Neighbors show that day. And I did, and they called, Jack Stapp called and got me a spot on the Opry for that Saturday night. George Morgan was the guest that day when I was on Noontime Neighbors.
So you thought, well, this is really easy, didn't you then, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I suppose that happened so fast you didn't have time to be nervous.
No, I didn't really get nervous back then, very seldom.
Yeah, I guess you had some...
I mean, it was so much fun,
yeah,
and I loved it, so I couldn't believe I was doing all of that.
Did you audition with Zeb Turner and the boys who backed Red Foley?
Yes.
And then didn't they ask you to go on the Noontime Neighbor show at 12:30? That was about an hour away,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Remember what you sang?
Yes. Probably I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
But they hired you on the spot. The program director was Jack Stapp.
He told me to go back to college and come back the next summer. You know, I was pretty young. He said, you're too young to go on the road. He said, go back to college and come back next summer.
Yeah. But that weekend, then he put you on the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night.
He did. Yes.
You're 17 years old, are you?
Yes.
And then you had known of Ray Acuff, and that must have been, you rehearsed with him. That must have been quite a thrill.
He was very nice. I had only heard him on the radio, and it was a thrill for me to meet him. My son John here is asking me if I was the only one from Oklahoma who was on Grand Ole Opry. First one. I don't know.
Well, you had to be one of the first ones, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anybody else who was.
Yeah, again, we're talking about 1948,
49? Yes.
Right.
Yes. I still can't believe that, but it happened, and I can prove all of it.
Yes, you can. So then that all happened to you Saturday night, that whole weekend. And
yes.
So then didn't you go back Monday morning? What did you do?
Well, I talked to Jack Stapp, and I was still just 17, and he said I was entirely too young to go on the road to go back to Oklahoma, go back to college, and come back the next summer.
Is that what you did? You went back to college for a year and then came back the next summer?
That's what I did.
And then tell me the good things that happened to you then when you went back.
I went back, and I got a regular job, you know, as a Martha White, being on that show. They changed my name from Ramona Reed to Martha White, so I was Martha White for a while.
And Martha White Flower was the primary sponsor on the Grand Ole Opry,
yes,
and three radio shows.
Yes.
And so,
yes,
they got to name you Martha White.
Yes.
you were pretty young, and you were making some money here, weren't you?
Not bad.
Do you have any
idea?
Do you have any idea what kind of money you were making then?
They had to pay you like $10 for everything, but you could do a lot with $10 back then. So every time you were on, you made $10. I mean, that doesn't sound like much nowadays, but you could do a lot with back then.
Absolutely. How did your family handle your money? Did they say, "Oh, this is all for you"? Or this goes into the family pot, or how did they handle your money?
No, they gave it all to me.
So then were you able to buy clothes and cars, or what did you do with that money?
Well, my daddy got me a car at Christmas time. They let me go home. And so daddy got me, this was almost 1950, and he got me a 1950 blue Ford convertible. and what? It was nice. What? And most girls didn't even know how to drive, but I didn't either, but I learned.
What brand? What brand of car? What kind of car was it?
A Ford.
A Ford. A 1950 Ford. Wouldn't you love to have that now?
Oh, yeah. It was a nice car. Like I said, most girls didn't even know how to drive.
No, but they sure liked to ride with you, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yeah.
But did that bother you? Nobody knew your real name, and they called you Martha and Martha White, but did that bother you?
Yeah, it did. But anyway, it was still nice. You know, it was a job, and for a girl, it paid pretty well, I guess.
Yes. And then you understand you shared a dressing room with Minnie Pearl?
I did. And I have a picture somewhere. I'm looking at it right now. There weren't any other girls on the Opry at that time. I mean, there had been some, and there were some later, but there weren't any then.
Isn't she the one that had a sale price in her hat all the time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did she?
She was very nice. You know, she had gone toward Belmont College for Women, And I'd gone to a girls' school, so we could talk.